The Torch Award is the most prestigious award in the way that the Better Business Bureau has of acknowledging a business, a for-profit business, for their marketplace ethics. In other words, the ethical way that they treat their customers, their employees, etc.
Okay, and what does the BBB look for in a business that is nominated?
Really what we're looking for are people in the communities where those businesses are that frequent those businesses to make nominations to us because they recognize those businesses as being all on the up and up, willing to work through any complaints or problems that a customer or consumer will have from a job or service that's been provided to them. You know, the BBB stands there ready to help people resolve those complaints and issues with the business. You know, we're like Switzerland. We don't take sides, but we try to help people work their situations out to an agreeable situation, you know.
Okay. What kind of businesses can be nominated for the Torch Award?
Doesn't matter about size. There are no size limitations. It could be a one-owner, one-employee business. We don't put them up against, you know, an employer who might have 1,000 employees. So we actually have had, normally we have three different levels, a small business, a medium-sized business, and a large business, employee size-wise. And any for-profit business, whether it's wholesale or retail business, as long as they're for-profit, they're eligible.
Okay. How does someone go about nominating a business?
Well, the nomination forms should be attached by now to our BBB website. People can go to www.bbb.org, and that's the generic. They'll be prompted to put in a zip code or a city and state, and as long as you put in the right one, you'll be brought to our website homepage. And then there'll be on the right side, there'll be some information under announcements about the nomination process. They can usually click on that and fill out the nomination form, print it out, fax it in to us. They can mail it to us, or actually they can even call us in and we can fill out the information that we need. So we don't allow self-nomination, so we don't want the businesses nominating themselves.
Okay.
And another thing I need to point out,
mm-hmm.
Chelsea, is that any business could qualify to be a nominee for the Torch Awards. They do not have to be an accredited business with the Better Business Bureau. You know, we've had it in the past where we've had winners of our, you know, award, and they were not accredited businesses with the BBB, but they were very good companies. Some of them chose to join afterwards, and that was great. They just didn't know about the Better Business Bureau and all the advantages and things of that nature that go along with it. But any business that's for profit, you don't have to be accredited with the BBB, is eligible to be nominated for the Torch Awards.
Okay, and last question, why is it important for people in the community to nominate businesses and recognize them publicly instead of just being a good, you know, a good customer?
Well, I think what happens, and I'm an example of this, is but you have businesses that you've done business with for years and years. They always treat you right. This is a way for consumers of those businesses, customers, patients, whatever you are, to those businesses to give a little something back to them for the good service or the exemplary service that they've provided you through the years. A lot of times these people become our friends, you know, the owners and the employees there become our friends. We see them at church. We see them at school. We see them at all sorts of functions. And this is just a great way to give them some prestigious, you know, by awarding them a nomination, at least. It's a way to give them notification that you believe that they're one of the top businesses that you deal with. And it kind of helps spread the word because they'll get some advertising out of it, too. you know, the business, whether they make the final three awards or not, their name will be out there. And it's really good. I think it's a wonderful way for businesses that are operating in an ethical manner and have for years and years, especially if it's a mom and pop or whether it's a large business. You know, it's a great way for them to understand that there are people out there that really believe in them and are glad that they're here taking care of all of us. You know, we'd like to get more nominations from our outlying counties because we are in 18 counties. We go all the way over to Lufkin and Nacogdoches and a couple of the smaller counties just beyond that. We've got kind of an interesting region, but we'd love to have some nominations from some of those counties, so if we can reach them by radio, that'd be great. We will be advertising quite a lot, you know, probably a little more than we have in the past, and hoping to get, you know, the word out more and more. So, Chelsea, you are aware that our keynote speaker this year is Coach Gary Blair of the Aggie women's basketball team.
I just read that. That's very exciting news.
Yeah, and that was something the committee wanted. Our Torch Awards are in April, and we purposely put our awards back a couple of weeks this year because they wanted to ask Coach Blair to speak. I've heard him speak at different events, and he is very good about doing his research. He will speak to the subject of ethics, and it should be very good.